He is waiting there for you to give you more information. He is better known for his days on Brown Zone with Scott Petrak, and he is a great friend of the show, brownzone.com. He is Scott Petrak, and of course, he is on the Fan Hotline. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm great. That was quite the introduction.
Thank you.
That was something there, wasn't it?
It was sort of a...
Andy had 2 days off. He's had a lot of time to think.
I feel good. That's why, yeah. It was sort of a scene from Stripes. I was kind of just seeing you kind of Bill Murray and... Or no. It was more like Bill Murray and Caddyshack. You know, when he's doing the military walk and he's kind of hiding because to get the gopher. I can kind of see you doing that right now. All right, my friend.
I don't own any camouflage and I'm not in Berea right now, but I am thinking about the Browns.
But you do own a high-powered pair of binoculars, so that'll make you good enough for this conversation. Right now, let's tell people to go to brownzone.com so they can read so many things going on right there. You've got your training camp preview there, players to watch, storylines to watch, breaking down a few scenarios of the possible quarterback battle. All right, let's start with the quarterback situation. And like as of right now, going into this thing, who is the leader coming out of the clubhouse?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think Joe Flacco is going to win the job, but I still believe that Kenny Pickett gets the first chance to win the job. And that's how I felt when they opened the offseason program. Just because for all the reasons we talked about, he's 27, former first-round pick. They see a lot of upside in Kenny Pickett. And for an organization trying to find their long-term answer at the game's most important position, he is a candidate for that, and Joe Flacco's not because he's 40 years old. So if Kenny Pickett can emerge as a starter and you don't think the rookies are ready, is the Browns, then Kenny Pickett, I think, is, in their view, the ideal guy to win this job because he has the upside and maybe he can be your guy. Now, he's got to play better than Kenny Pickett has in his time in the NFL, and that's the issue. And I didn't see – you know, he didn't wow me in the OTAs and minicamp, and I think Joe Flacco gives you the better chance to win. So that's why I think it's going to be a close decision, and why I think it winds up being Joe Flacco in the end. But when they trot out there Wednesday for the first, you know, full team practice and the first team snap, I think it's going to be Kenny Pickett under center.
So Pickett has to not hang on to the job for Joe to get it?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, Jeff. Okay. I think he needs to stumble. And I thought he began to stumble, let's say, during the offseason. I just was not wowed by Kenny Pickett. And there's plenty of time for him to change that, and maybe the coaches are seeing something different behind the scenes. You know, Joe Flacco throws it better. Joe Flacco's had more success in his career, all those things, which is a reason – you know, I think if you're trying to start the season, which is going to be a really difficult schedule, those first six games, I think it's a hard argument to make that Kenny Pickett gives you a better chance to win than Joe Flacco does. But I truly believe the Browns would love for that to be the answer, that it is Kenny Pickett instead of Joe Flacco, just because of all those reasons. Young, upside, they traded for him. I think there's reasons to want Kenny Pickett. I just think he needs to hang on to that job, and I don't have a ton of confidence that he will.
All right, if that's the case, and you're right, and Flacco ends up being the starter, is Flacco the starter until one of those rookies is ready to play?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it's one of the rookies is ready to play, slash they fall out of contention, you know, or things go sideways, and it just makes sense to go to a rookie. You know, I mean, if you're 5-2 and Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders is looking great in practice, I still don't think you make the switch, right? You ride it out with Joe. I think that's just how you have to operate, and I think that's the most fair thing to do for the other 52 guys on the roster, or however many other guys on the roster, not quarterbacks. But, you know, let's assume they're not in playoff contention at some point. Then, yeah, it's, okay, which rookie is ready, and let's take a look at this guy. Obviously, you know, from a win standpoint, you'd want that to be later down the road as possible.
If you're Kevin Stefanski, or let me put it this way, who's the best fit with Kevin Stefanski of the four?
Yeah. I think all four guys fit pretty well, and that hasn't always been the case. You know, the last few years is Kevin Stefanski's tried to alter his offense and bend it to fit who's playing quarterback, and understandably so. But we've seen Joe Flacco excel in this system. And so I would say he's the best fit just because I've seen it. And I've seen it at a really high level. But they're going to trade for Kenny Pickett if they don't think he fits Stefanski's system. I don't think they draft either of the rookies if they don't think so. And, you know, watching the rookies, I think they both operate well inside what Stefanski wants to do, right? The play action, to throw the ball on time. I thought Shedeur Sanders was really good at that during OTAs and minicamp, putting the ball, getting rid of it on time and on target. Now things get a lot more harried, and it's a different evaluation when there's a live pass rush, which we really haven't seen. You know, and you see parts of that in training camp when they go full pads, and, you know, you could have Myles Garrett coming off the edge and it's a sack, so you don't even count the play. So we haven't really seen that from the rookies, but I do think that all four guys have a much better kind of feel for what Stefanski wants to do than maybe that's been the case in the past.
Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle Telegram, brownzone.com. Scott has a story up posted today about the quarterbacks. It's really good. And we're just talking a little bit about that. Yesterday, you posted training camp preview, five players to watch. And I like the guys you talk about, DeJuan Jones, one of them. Do you think if he's healthy and good to go, Scott, that he is the answer at left tackle?
That's a great question. I certainly think he can be. I'll say he is, Jeff. I think, I mean, obviously he has all the physical tools, and it's not just 6'8", 374.
Right.
It's good feet. It's the ability to get outside, you know, get off the line and pull and get in space and block guys. And we've seen that. We saw that at right tackle. I think he's shown that he can be a premium pass protector. I think where when he was on the field those first 2 years, I think where he needed improvement was in the run game. But, you know, he's a massive human being. So, and he's got the athleticism. So I think that's just a matter of reps and learning it under, you know, the new offensive line coach, Mike Blumgren. So, yeah, if he can stay healthy, I do think DeJuan Jones can be your left tackle for the next, whatever, five-plus years.
Let's talk Quinshon Judkins for a second. Give me the trickle-down on that. And if you're the Browns, you just have to assume, okay, he's gone for the first six games.
Or more.
I think you have to operate under that thought process. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes, okay, you got to get Jerome Ford and Dylan Sampson ready to go. I think we talked about it last week. Do you have to sign another running back? The more I think about it, the more I say yes, especially given the uncertainty of when Junkins is going to be here. Remains unsigned. The Browns have not made that a priority. You know, they're trying to get the legal stuff straightened out. They're still looking into the situation. So, I mean, who knows? I don't know when he's going to report. I just know he hasn't been there yet. So if he misses a week of training camp, which doesn't seem, ludicrous to say that he could miss a week, you know, that's a lot for a rookie. And then if he's going to miss the first however many games of the season, which I'm leaning toward that being the likely scenario, then I do think you need to add to that pile. And, you know, there's running backs out there. There will be running backs out there when teams make cuts. But there is a huge trickle down from the arrest and the uncertainty. And it starts with who's going to get your carries. And then it goes to depth. And then it's, okay, can you still run the ball as well as you thought you would with the guy you took at number 36 to fill that role and to recommit to the run game? All those things, you know, they don't draft Junkins at 36 if he's not going to be a focal point of this offense immediately. So I think the organization has been scrambling to kind of figure out how they're going to move on without him. And for however long that is, whether it's we're talking about practice and training camp or when we get to the regular season.
Do you get the feeling about Dylan Sampson that he could actually step in and be a guy who gets 15 carries a game, or is he going to still play?
Yeah,
let's go second fiddle to Jerome Ford instead of Quinshon Judkins.
Yeah, I think they view Dylan Sampson as a complimentary piece. Okay. I don't think they envision lining him up snap one and saying, okay, you're going to be on the field for 50 snaps a game and get 20 touches. I just don't think they view him like that. I think he has it in him, and we saw it at Tennessee in his final year when he finally got the chance to be the starter. And I think he can do that in snippets. Can you do that for 3 games in a row? Sure. But do you want him doing it for 17 games? I don't think the Browns do. And, you know, we talked last week, they've been using him in the slot, right? So they really had a role envisioned for him that wasn't as a featured ball carrier. And I think that's changed. And when we talk about the trickle down, that's part of it. And does that mean he no longer is working with the receivers in the slot? I mean, he was going to receiver meetings. He was getting time in the slot. Maybe that's a change. So then what do you do with slot receiver if you were counting on him to play even 12 snaps a game at slot? So I think Samson has a capability to fill a bigger role than maybe the Browns think. And maybe part of this Judkins fallout is that they're okay. We're gonna have to try it. We're gonna have to see if he can handle the bigger workload than they originally wanted or thought he could.
Scott, are they better than a 5.5 win team? I mean, I can't. That's like the number one question I get all the time. Is it 4.5 or 5.5? Whatever it is, but can they win a 6th game? Can they win a 5th game this year? And is it fair to even ask that question?
Yeah, it's certainly fair, and I think they can. You know, that comes up every time I see my buddies is, you know, he liked the over, and I do. You know,
I agree.
I wouldn't bet the house on it. I wouldn't bet the house on it because if you start 0-6 and all of a sudden you're playing a rookie quarterback, it's hard to envision getting the 5 or 6 wins. But whether it's Flacco or Pickett, and you can start 2-2 and take a breath and go, okay, our feet are under us. You know, even 3-3, you made the trip to London. The schedule gets a little easier, at least it looks like it's going to get a little easier, then, yeah, I could see 6 or 7 or 8. And I don't want to put a ceiling on it. You know, crazy things happen. You get some momentum. I think this roster overall is still talented enough to win more than 5 games. So much comes down to how the quarterback play is going to be. And then so much comes down to the turnovers. And they were so bad in that critical statistic last year that it skewed everything. And if they just play even from a turnover standpoint, I think that adds a couple of wins from 3 right there.
All right, Scott, good luck this week. You know, we're reading all your stuff, and we appreciate you, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, fellas.